USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Citing the risk of further incitement of violence following Wednesday's siege on the U.S. Capitol, Twitter has banned President Donald Trump's account. The social media network says recent tweets amount to glorification of violence. This follows a 12-hour ban handed down on Thursday. President Trump later tweeted from the @POTUS account. Those tweets were deleted, along with all activity after December 23rd. On Friday night, the president denounced Twitter as an enemy of free speech. The Trump administration's sweeping new rules that would affect foreigners being able to claim asylum in the U.S. was blocked by a U.S. district court judge on Friday. The president has argued that restricting the number of legal protections granted to people fleeing persecution was an appropriate response to a system rife with abuse and overwhelmed with unworthy claims. The changes were set to take effect on Monday. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More than 365,000 Americans have died with COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. The rollout to the vaccine is off to a slow start, but that's set to ramp up under a Joe Biden presidency. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President-elect Joe Biden will seek to release nearly all available coronavirus vaccine doses to accelerate distribution, according to his transition team. That's a shift from the Trump administration's policy of holding back stock for second doses. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the news out of the Biden camp.
We have administered about 28% of the doses that have been sent out. So just by sending out more doses right now, that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to fix the bottleneck that's occurring all across the nation in getting the vaccine in the arms of Americans.
Dr. Sapphire speaking there on Fox News.
The CDC says about 6 million of the 21 million doses distributed have been administered. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Friday was another record-breaking day for new cases of COVID-19, with nearly 270,000 across the U.S., according to a count from NBC News. There were 3,543 deaths nationwide reported as well. President-elect Joe Biden is scheduled to get his second shot of the coronavirus vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech on Monday. Biden's transition team says he will do so on camera to instill confidence in the vaccine's safety and efficacy. Could the District of Columbia become the 51st state?
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser renewed the call for a vote on D.C. statehood under President-elect Joe Biden earlier this week as Democrats approach achieving Senate majority. Bowser tweeting out a statement requesting that legislation establishing D.C. statehood be on Biden's desk within the first 100 days of the 117th Congress. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is no fan of D.C. statehood.
D.C. should not be a state. It is a federal city. It was designed to be a federal city by our founding fathers. It would be an unconstitutional act, but I wouldn't put it past the Democrats to try to do it. Look, the circumstances are unclear about when and how the National Guard was mobilized, but it was Muriel Bowser who thought the National Guard should not have weapons, that they'd have to go back to their barracks east of the Capitol if they wanted to get weapons to help stop the mob violence we saw.
The senator making those comments on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.